USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House attorneys have sent a letter to House Democratic leaders saying the Trump administration won't cooperate with what it sees as an illegitimate impeachment inquiry of President Trump. The administration objecting that the House didn't formally vote to begin the impeachment inquiry. There are also claims that the president's due process rights are being violated. The notice follows the State Department's block of Gordon Sondland, the U.S.-EU ambassador, from testifying privately about the president's dealings with Ukraine. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says the administration is trying to obstruct Congress.
It is hard to overstate the significance of not just Ambassador Sondland's testimony and the documents, but the testimony of others as well.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 314, the S&P down 46, and the NASDAQ down 133. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The wife of a U.S. diplomat is back in the United States after a fatal car crash in the U.K. British police say Anne Sekulis was on the wrong side of the road when she hit and killed 19-year-old Harry Dunn, his father, Tim Dunn.
She didn't mean to kill our son. It was an accident. I can forgive her for that. Forgive her for leaving. I don't know.
His parents say they don't want Sekulis' children to be deprived of their mother. They say they don't want to see her go to jail. They only want justice for their son. People in 34 Northern California counties will lose electricity this week. PG&E will turn off power to hundreds of thousands of customers. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf.
City of Oakland is fully prepared for the potential planned power outage.
The action is designed to protect the utility from lawsuits. For the past 2 years, PG&E equipment has been blamed for starting a pair of deadly wildfires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Supreme Court began hearing arguments on whether the Civil Rights Act of 1964 protects LGBT people from discrimination in employment. The case centers on two gay men, including Gerald Bostock, who was fired from his job as a child welfare supervisor in Georgia after he joined a gay sports team.
This is such an important issue for us that affects so many people across our nation. We're talking about millions and millions of people that go to work every day fearful for being fired for who they are, how they identify, and who they love.
Bostock lost in two lower courts after arguing the law prevents discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, not just on the basis of sex. Some changes are coming to a standardized test for getting into college. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The folks behind the ACT or ACT tests, American College Testing, say they will now offer the choices because it will improve the test-taking experience. Starting in September of next year, students will be able to retake individual sections of the test instead of having to retake the entire exam. Students will also have the option to take the test online on national testing days at sponsored testing centers. And students who take the test more than once will be given a super score, which is a composite of the highest score from each section.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.